Good afternoon, and welcome to the Two Guys One Cup FPL podcast press conference edition. My name is Sham, and as promised, I'm going to give you a quick 5-minute update on the latest updates from yesterday's and today's press conferences. So let's start with City. So Mendy is back in contention for City, but Delf misses out. Pep will make a late call on Gundogan. He didn't train on Friday. KDB continues to build up his fitness with the group, and it's reported that he may be in the squad this weekend. He said that everybody else is okay. Newcastle, Benitez will assess Fernandes and Dummett ahead of the weekend, though Rondon remains unavailable. Liverpool, no new injuries and everyone else is in full training. No decision about Keita involvement this weekend after he was taken to hospital in Naples because of a severe back pain. Klopp said there is a chance he faces Man City on Sunday. Everton. Silva reports that Mina, Gomez, Seamus Coleman are progressing as expected and will be available. Palace. Hodgson reports that Benteke is making progress but remains out. Dan and Wickham aren't quite ready but are now returned to training. Spurs. Ali, Aurier, Dembele, Eriksen, Vertonghen remain out for the Cardiff game. Vorm is back in training with the squad. Huddersfield. Schindler could feature. Kongolo will be out for 4 to 5 weeks with a hamstring injury. Williams, Sobby and Sabari and Tommy Smith remain unavailable. Cardiff. No new injuries. Gunnarsson could be in contention after the international break. Bournemouth. Charlie Daniels is making his way back from his knee problem and we have Junior Salazar working his way back and getting minutes. But apart from that, we're looking okay. So said Eddie Howe. United, Mourinho says it's exactly the same squad. No new injuries and players. Rojo, Herrera, Lingard, who were injured, are still out. With the possibility of Ashley Young coming back to the squad. But Ashley was really a minor situation. Arsenal. So after the win last night, Emery said Aubameyang and Ramsey are in London and we will look to see if they can play on Sunday. I changed Monreal at half-time because we wanted to play a back four in the second half and get an extra man in midfield. So no concerns with Monreal's fitness there. Watford, Delafeu, Okaka, Britos and Prodal are fit and in contention for the weekend. Cleverley, Janmaat and Navarro are not available. Burnley, Tarkowski faces a late fitness test. Defoe had a personal situation so may not be available. Gibson and Brady are still out and not available this weekend. Fulham, Alfie Mawson will be part of the squad. Questions over Tom Kearney's fitness, but he will be available. Fosu Mensah and Joe Bryan will miss the visit of Arsenal on Sunday. Leicester, Damari Gray and Matty James are not fit and won't feature against Everton, but Gray is not far away from a return. West Ham, Pellegrini on Arnie, he said he has some problems in his knee, but he has started the season well. Sanchez is out. Pellegrini also said about Hernandez. He worked this week with the whole squad. He recovered from his virus. He needs a few more days to recover his best shape, but he's back with us. Southampton. Shane Long is back. He trained today. Elianusi, Bertrand and McCartney all trained on Friday. Hughes said all of these guys should be available and for selection as long as they don't get a reaction. Wolves, Helder Costa has recovered from a minor knock. The manager said he reports a clean bill of health for the match at Selhurst Park. The Wolves boss could name an unchanged side for the 8th successive Premier League game. The only two sides that don't have info for is Brighton or Chelsea. I don't think there was anything on Brighton other than Gross could be back after the international break. And haven't got any info from the Chelsea one yet. If there is anything big, I will post it on our Twitter. I hope you found that useful. We will be back next week. I think we're podding on Monday for a catch-up of this weekend. Have a fantastic game week and we will catch you next week.